Hello, it's Friday, the 31st of May in the year of our Lord 2024. We've got another nightly news. Tonight it's just myself and Christine. Big hugs to Catherine. She's feeling a bit under the weather tonight, so she's snuggled up on the sofa. So sending you all my love, darling. So it's just Christine and I tonight. We're going to be doing quite a bit of a deep dive into the hip hop world. We have the hip hop expert with us, and we're going to be talking Kate, and we're going to be talking Trump, and we're going to also be talking prophecy. Hi, Christine.
Hello, so happy to be here. And man, have we got a show tonight?
Don't be jealous. Right, we're going to start, as always, with Kate Watch. There's all sorts of stuff coming out at the moment. I've picked up an article from a Spanish newspaper and I've got it translated. It's Bouge de Toul. I don't know. Anyway, I found an article and it's relating to Concha Calleja. And the headline says, "Drama at Buckingham Palace after Kate Middleton announcement. Prince William's wife will undergo yet another surgery." So they're saying Kate Middleton's health is causing growing concern. A Spanish journalist has launched a gloomy hypothesis related to the evolution of the disease from which the Princess of Wales suffers. According to her, the wife of Prince William will have to undergo a new surgical intervention after being supposedly, that's my theory, supposedly being diagnosed with cancer. Kate Middleton completely stepped out of the spotlight. Well, no, she was out of the spotlight since Christmas Day, actually. So not since the emergence of cancer. Blah, 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 said about specific treatments. Concha Calleja, who is an expert on the royal family, brings some worrying news. On the Fiesta show, Concha revealed disturbing details about Kate Middleton's health. The journalist explained that the Princess of Wales has lost a lot of weight, causing concern among viewers and fans of the royal family. She's extremely thin. In addition, Concha Calleja revealed that Kate Middleton's treatment process will not end until August. The Princess of Wales will undergo further surgery later this year. The operation is said to be part of a complex process that the princess has undergone in recent months. The worst has not yet come, says Concha Calleja. So I don't think Concha Calleja is actually mentioning cancer. Well, she's not the one. The article writers are mentioning the cancer. Concha Calleja, she, according to Concha Calleja, she was in a coma, she was in forced coma. And then I've been hearing other reports that she's not in the country, she's somewhere else having surgery. Whatever it is, I don't even going to see her again because Rose. Oh, Rose. Rose, Rose, Rose. So this is from Geo News. Royal family desperate to stop Prince William, Rose Hanbury infidelity rumours. So they're saying Prince William's allegedly cheated on Kate Middleton with Rose Hanbury all the way back in 2019. William's receiving major blows when he was accused of cheating on Kate with Rose, the Marchioness of Cholmondeley, back in 2019. Recently, speculations were rehashed before Kate announced her cancer diagnosis, as people thought. The mother of three was in a coma. Now the royal family is determined to put an end to these baseless rumours as they feared they would destroy William's future reign as the King of England. What a load of absolute nonsense.
Crap. Yeah.
She's with Camilla at badminton. Her son is carrying Charles's robe when he's going to, what was it, the Abbey, like St. Paul's Cathedral, I think, wherever. Like that. Well, I don't know who's writing this. They just, oh, apparently it's Web Desk. So nice, cool Web Desk. What a load of crap. So, but we do know Rose is around. She was apparently out in the same hat, exactly the same hat as Kate. She was spotted out recently. And people were joking that she's been raiding Kate's wardrobe. But we don't know where she is. the last thing that Daily Beast posted, that she was being looked after by her birth family. So
That was so
her
weird.
family. So yeah. So and is it has William got George? And she's got the other two? Who knows? But you'd have thought there's nothing coming out of the Reading press down in that area in Berkshire. Surely one member of the family must leave that estate at some point, that you could just accidentally on purpose bump into them. Surely they've got to go out for food. They don't burrow their way out. So there you go. That's the end of Kate Watch.
Wow.
Where are we going to go? Where are we going to go? Do I think before we start, I just want to touch on some news coming out of Scotland and the whole LGBT nonsense, if that's all right with you, Christine.
Perfect.
So apparently almost all Scottish secondary schools allow young people to self-identify their gender. According to a Freedom of Information request obtained by campaign group For Women Scotland, more than 95% of schools operate a gender self-ID policy, and just 4% reliably inform parents when their child discloses feelings of gender distress. Almost all secondary schools, 98%, submitted responses. Over half of schools also allow boys participating in girls' PE lessons, while at least 60% fail to maintain single-sex toilets.
What is going on? That's insane.
Scotland. I mean, we know they were doing it in Wales. Kids were being transitioned in school, and parents were like finding out like about a month later, or when they went to parents' evening. But now apparently this is like 98% of Scotland schools. Oh, God help them. God help them, Christine. Come on, right. What we got?
My heart goes out to these kids
I
that
know.
are being used as pawns around the world right now. It's so sad. Well, there was an interesting story. Bless his heart. There was a groom that married his bride, and 12 days after their wedding, she had avoided sex by saying she was on her period. He discovered that indeed he had not married who he thought, and she was not she. She was a he, and he had married a man. So the 26-year-old man, named only as AK, met his spouse, Adinda Khanza, 26 also, on Instagram in 2023, and the pair dated in person for a year after hitting it off online. During their in-person meeting, she wore traditional Muslim garb, covered her whole face, the whole thing, and of course went through the wedding. And in that culture, that is not going to go over well. So the police said that she behaved like a woman and had a female-sounding voice. And if you look at their wedding photos, she looks exactly like a real woman. He also added that she had a gentle voice and tone, so there was no suspicion at all about him not being a woman. So the person that did this now has been arrested, and it's not looking good, because I think in the, in that particular community, they don't really take that lightly. So
Where was
if you
this? Where
thought
was
you were
this in
having a
America?
bad day,
Where was this in
no,
America?
this happened. No, it actually happened in Indonesia.
Okay.
So, but they were Muslim. So
Yeah, that
you
is a
know
Muslim
that
country.
that's so anyway.
So I think we need to talk about Trump. I'm not even responding People are just in my face constant. Oh, he's gone down. He's going down. Okay, we're going to see what's going to happen. Let's just see what happens. I'm not even going to debate, you know, and people are trying to goad me and I'm not rising. In fact, I've changed my profile picture and you will notice tonight's news, the cover photos being changed to honor Donald J. Trump. So, Christine, talk about what's just happened. Well, let's talk about yesterday.
Right. So
And yeah.
yesterday, they convicted Trump, found him guilty of 34 charges of basically nothing. I mean, it's literally nothing. They do not have a crime. But you know, that the judge is so corrupt, the entire system is so corrupt, it's a kangaroo court. So they found him guilty on 34 counts. And what we know is that they walk directly into the trap that's been set for them. And it's so exciting. This is the day we've all been waiting for. So while the left goes ahead and goads and celebrates and thinks they've won, these people haven't learned a thing in all the times that they do this. Oh yeah, we got him this time. It backfires so big on them, and they just don't learn. So what they've done is they've set a precedent now, so that you can now arrest a former president. Well, cool. Let's take a look at Obama. Let's take a look at Biden. Let's take a look at Clinton. Let's take a look as far back as we can take a look. And let's see who's still alive and who's going to go down, Bush. There are going to be, this is going to be the start of the biggest blowback you've ever seen. It is going to be biblical. This had to happen, and we all know it had to happen to set the precedent so that we can turn around and literally do everything the way they said it's to be done, and it will all be legal, and it's going to be the most awesome, wonderful turnaround you've ever seen. So don't get stressed about it. Trump is totally insulated and protected. He's got the Secret Service. And if he goes to jail, do you know that the guards are responsible for guarding not only him, but his Secret Service? So it's going to be amusing. We'll see how this all plays out. But Trump did speak today, and we have linked that in the description as well. You know, he has no fear. Pray for him, pray for his family, pray for all of our warriors worldwide, because this is a military operation and it's going exactly to plan. We have no fear, we have no stress, nothing has changed. It's beautiful.
I'm
And
just going to I was just going to run quickly through these 34 felony
felony.
charges. So invoices for legal services, guilty on 11 of 11 charges, checks paid for legal services, ledger entries for legal expenses.
It's all about accounting. And what they did is they were paying for legal services, and they did it under legal services. They did it exactly the way it should have been done. But the court is saying, oh no, we're going to use that. There's nothing to, they did it
There's nothing,
correctly.
it's the most
It's
ridiculous. And the
ridiculous.
people who are there mocking don't have a clue what's being said, what it's about. They don't have a clue. They're just there mocking that, oh yeah, he's finished, he is. Okay, so what
Yeah.
went on in that? They don't know, but this is it. This is what we knew, you know, and the first arrest would shock the world. Remember that?
Right, exactly. The shot heard around the world, even,
The shot
right?
heard around the world. What a time to be alive. So Trumpy Poos is not guilty. This is part of the plan. He set the precedents. Now that leaves they can go. They can now pull in Obama. They can pull in Clinton. Do you know what I mean? They can.
They literally, they just
bush.
exposed everything they are. They laid themselves bare doing this.
It's absolutely exactly. So, wow. Buckle up, buttercups.
Buckle up, buttercups. It's about to get wild. Yeah, it's going
Well,
to be fun.
so, Diddy, where are you gonna, where do you want to start with the
Okay.
Diddy mess?
Well, I'm going to throw in a curveball on the Diddy Miss, and I'm going to bring in Rihanna. Did you know that when Rihanna was 16 years old, Jay-Z flew to Barbados to a hotel room, met her in a hotel room at 3 a.m. without parental supervision, and she was not allowed to leave that room until she signed the contract. And then they paid her daddy a nice chunk of change, and he sold her basically to Diddy and Jay-Z. She was trafficked to Diddy and Jay-Z at 16 years old. And that is how she came to be. They put her on a plane out of the country by herself and sent her off with these demons. So, yeah, Jaguar Wright is exposing everything. She exposed that Rihanna was trafficked to Jay-Z and Diddy. She said that Kanye West said that Kim Kardashian, we talked about that last time, was the VIP freak off for Diddy's parties. She said Jay-Z says that Diddy is seeing his freak off, or he's selling his freak off tapes on the dark web to avoid the trail. And she's naming celebrities. She's naming everybody. So I have left that video as well. There's also one with Reggie Wright talking about how Aaliyah was not only trafficked by R. Kelly, but also Jay-Z, and that he also trafficked Foxy Brown. So there's
Well,
so many
Jay-Z made sure
connections.
she went on that shoot to Hawaii. She didn't want to go, did she?
That's
And then
right.
they drugged her. She didn't want to get on the plane. She wanted to get back to Damien Dash. They drugged her, threw her on this decrepit old passenger train with no, or not even its seats in the back, while she was drugged out. And that was Jay-Z.
Yeah, he is a mess. And then I saw where Chris Brown was telling his story, and I have never been a Chris Brown fan because he's abusive. But do you know that he was 9 years old the first time he was in the studio with Diddy? 9 years old, from 9 to 13. So then you look at this guy and go, wow, he didn't even have a chance, huh? So it's interesting the way they create monsters out of innocent children, right?
Well, look what they've done to, I mean, look at Diddy's sons. I mean, they're up for serious crimes. And on that note, we're sticking, we're going to stay with Diddy, but I just talking with regards to creating monsters. They were all out in town last night. Christian King Combs and Justin Combs and the half brother Quincy pop out in LA for the sister's graduation. Now, you don't see much of this sister. You see the twins a lot, and you also see Baby Love or whatever the child's called. You certainly don't see Ava Baroni Brown Combs anymore. But this is Chance. This is Chance Combs, and it was graduation night. And the TMZ have got a video. And the two sons went out, and the family all went out to celebrate and go to her graduation. Weird things were happening when they were going to the car. The paparazzi were talking to that King Combs. He was walking, but then Justin's jumping up and down in front of the camera, shouting stuff. I don't know. But they're out and about. There was no hanging their heads in shame. They're just carrying on and living in their best lives by the looks of it.
Being untouchable, like they think they are.
Yeah.
And you know, that's also interesting because I saw a thing on Diddy's twins and their 16th birthday party. Have you seen that? He
No.
dressed them up as prostitutes.
Oh.
They were literally wearing like little bustiers and barely their undies and stockings, and I mean, the whole thing. And then they glowed in the dark and were like neon and stuff. I mean, it was just creepy, this guy.
I'm just having a
So,
look actually for it.
oh, it's so disgusting. So he, and then he bought them matching cars or whatever. And so there's all these pictures. If you just type in Diddy's twins 16th party, you'll see,
Yeah, I've
oh
just
my
done that.
gosh, it's insane. So, I mean, I wouldn't.
Oh, they look like, oh my goodness.
I know. I would not. I just can't. I wouldn't even let my kids go out like that for Halloween. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, just no. So.
There's other pictures there of them in like these like bikini. I don't know that this, and it's their birthday as well. What year that is? They're in like this bluey. I'm gonna link these pictures in
Yeah.
because it's very odd. Very
It
odd.
is. It's really
Very,
weird.
very odd. And there's still, where is that Ava Baroni Combs? Like, where is she?
Yeah.
And I mean, you've got to admit that video of her when she comes on. Hi, my name's Ava. I'm a whatever she was. She was selling,
That's so
that's
disturbing.
clearly she was selling. That was a sale going on
Yeah,
there.
exactly. And you know, the fact that Diddy is selling his freak off tapes on the dark web right now to try to raise money and hide evidence. What in the world? Do you know these freak off tapes? One of them went for over $300 million. Who's buying that crap? I mean, how disturbing is that? But anyway, yeah, so that's happening. But you know, it brings us to another thing. We were talking about the investigator before we came on in the 90s that had come out and started talking about the tunnel systems in Hollywood and all of that. And he was talking about how all of the Hollywood homes, the celebrity homes, are tied to the Playboy Mansion through tunnel systems.
That's
Been
right.
like,
And I put a link in to where there's a map that was found
yeah.
actually in the basement of the Playboy Mansion. And they're maintaining these maps built into the homes were the creation of Jack Nicholson, Warren Beatty, Kirk Douglas, and James Caan.
So that'll tell you who used to be running the show.
Yeah, and it was
Guess who
there.
owns Jack Nicholson's home now?
Go on.
Diddy.
So
Diddy is
I
living in
wonder who
Jack
owns Warren
Nicholson's
Beatty's
home.
house. Who lived?
Exactly. So let me give you guys the rundown on these tunnels. It's amazing. There have been secret underground tunnels connecting the Playboy Mansion to the homes of nearby celebrities, including Kirk Douglas, Jack Nicholson. And it's like becoming a priapic of the Mole Man of Hackney. According to some blueprints literally unearthed from the Playboy Mansion basement, oh, and after overhearing a rumor about tunnels, it seems that at the very least, underground routes were designed all the way to the point of construction diagrams to connect the homes. And it literally allowed access because you know that the Playboy Mansion was a honeypot for the CIA, right? So chances are Jack Nicholson, Warren Beatty, Kirk Douglas, and Jonathan or Caan are probably all playing the same role as Diddy and Jay-Z and Epstein. just back in the day. So it gives us a much more clear picture of how long this has been going on. You know, it happened in the 70s, the 80s, and here we are today, still talking about the same thing. That's why when Diddy got raided, Homeland Security was there looking for trafficking victims. They were there to get people out of that house alive if they could. They knew they weren't in the house, they were under the house. So that's why they had so many people. That's why it got hit so big, because they had to get underground with all of this. So there is so much going on, and it is so exciting. And we've been talking about the tunnels for years. We've been, trying to explain that these things are happening under your feet, and it's everywhere. It's not just Hollywood. It's everywhere. Well, this says that the idea that the libidos of Hollywood stars are secretly linked by a maze of underground tunnels is awesomely perfect. Equal parts analytic metaphor and potential plot for a new David Lynch film. Has been celebrities clad head to toe in fur wander through a maze of multicolored halls beneath Los Angeles, experiencing bizarre moments of time travel that serve no narrative function other than to let them spy on earlier versions of themselves, making love in a wood-paneled mansion where wall-sized fireplaces roar with logs that never burn. Everyone is played by Bill Pullman. Right. So, I mean, it's incredible when you start looking into all of this and you realize that we are so close to the full exposure of all of it. And nothing, no stone will be left unturned. Everything is going to come to the surface, literally. Everything that has been hidden will be brought to light. And it's so exciting because it's just like Hugh's been telling us from day one, right? I mean, they won't be able to walk down the street. And now you're seeing people that they're trying to pull to the front to throw shame at all the MAGAs. And instead, they're getting shouted down in the street and sent home and like with their head between their tails. It's not working. We're all standing up, and I am so grateful. This is the day we've been waiting for. It's exciting. And
Really
that
is.
actually leads me to some prophecy if we're ready to go there.
So, yeah, you crack on with Prophecy Watch. Over to you, my love.
Okay. Well, I'm going to run over several things real fast. And I'm not going to give you the whole things, but I have put in a list. There's a link that will give you every one of these words individually. You can go through and read them. But Tim Sheets had Hank Kuhneman, I think it was May 3rd, in his church, and he said, "It is time for miracles." Dutch confirmed that Tim has been dealing with stage four cancer and has been going through treatment, and Hank didn't know that at the time. But he said that God said, "I'm not just healing families, I'm healing this nation. Angels have been sent, and I am moving to heal the bloodlines and the prodigals. What can happen in 7 days? Watch what I can do. Pray and fast." And there have been several calls to pray and fast for 7 days. That just keeps coming up through a lot of the prophets. Wanda Alger also talked about the prodigals and healing. And she said, "Awaken to God's heart and his love, mercy, compassion, and grace. Healing relationships, families restored. Church, lose your baggage and get free. Do what Jesus did with power and authority. Tune your heart to me," says God. That was awesome. One thing that Julie Green said, and I don't have the date on this, I apologize, I didn't write that down, but she said, "A court ruling is about to shake this nation. My children, The number of attacks you've endured have been great, long, and overwhelming, torturing, debilitating, depressing, frustrating in multiple ways. The enemies have attacked your minds, your bodies, families, finances, society, and your way of living. They have put you under great stress. Do you see you are not living a normal life? Some would say their lives have been horrible lately. Don't ask for things to go back to normal. Normal to you were slave days, and I will not stand for that again. You're coming out of your normal. You are no longer a slave, and my blessing is about to be shown to you. There will be exposures and a great shaking must take place. The unconventional and unprecedented must be seen for the world to see all the ways your enemies have been controlling your lives. When you were unaware, some thought they were totally fine, even when they were not at all. I've watched your enemies' deception grow across the earth, while my children believed more and more of the deception than they believed me and my word. It's easier to walk by sight than to walk by faith, but my children wanted an easy way out when there was no easy way out at all. The Great Awakening is happening. It has already begun. The shaking will grow, and so will things around you. It looks like evil is winning when they are actually falling apart. Your enemies will not only turn up things against you, but it's about to be magnified. They will turn on one another and be compromised, and it allows them to be put in their precarious situations. They will trap themselves and others. Things will be uncomfortable. The days of Haman are here. So he's saying they're gonna fall on their own swords. They're gonna hang themselves. This is, all on the same nooses that they set up for all of us. They're gonna be hung. It's not gonna go the way they think it is. And it's beautiful. So I know he's about to move in such a powerful way. And Robin Bullock said on May 16th, regarding Israel, this war will end quickly. Another war will happen, but in the third, it will be different than the first two. Israel is the balancing scales. How you treat Israel is how you'll be treated. So I think that's very poignant. We need to really pay attention to that today. And there, he's not talking about the corrupt government of Israel. He's talking about the people of Israel we support. And of course, we support all innocent people worldwide, wherever they are. It doesn't matter the country. We're all God's kids, and we're all in this together. The last thing I have on prophecy is actually from, Barry Wunsch, and he had such a powerful word. It was regarding, this was May 20th, 2024, and it's regarding Iran, Syria, Russia, China, North Korea, Israel, the USA, and Canada. And he said that he releases May 29th. But he said on May 1st, he was on a train from Kingston to Ottawa and he heard Sharia law. He said it was loud and clear. As he prayed on the train, the father gave him a glimpse of a council meeting of Muslim leaders gathering together. He didn't understand the language, but he knew in the spirit what they were talking about, and it was very clear that they were well acquainted and had been working on things for a long, long time. This gathering they had underway consisted of high-level militant Islam leaders across the nations and associated leaders across the world. They were being briefed from insider undercover operatives from within governments and military ranks. Now, that's as far as that went on May 1st. But on May 11th, God woke him up at 3 a.m. and showed him that same thing again and took him further. He said, "He took me back to the beginning, this time with more detail and understanding. And I knew in the spirit that they had also paid off officials along the way to get the intel inside and cooperation they needed to make their nefarious plans and carry them out. There were others that had been blackmailed to control and extract intelligence that they needed, as well as using them to bury information or make it go away from the inside to stop anything that would impede them or any retaliation against them. I saw the complexity of their network, and from what I saw, there was not one level of government that they had not infiltrated. This was a very highly organized group. They were not messing around, and that was very clear. I was taken into the spirit where I was taken around the world. I was shown maps of nations, some in more detail than others. I saw Sharia law courts set up throughout the nations, many running behind closed doors under the radar. As the Lord took me in the spirit, showing me these maps, highlighting to me Iran, Syria, Russia, China, and North Korea, they were covered in darkness. In fact, they were as black could be, not one speck of light in them. They clearly had an evil alliance. They each had their own motives and positions. Nevertheless, they were collaborating their resources to hit Israel and the West with all they had. Also highlighted to me were Israel, the U.S., and Canada. I saw the enemy had infiltrated these nations on every level. I saw cells of evil militants planted and positioned to bring great harm against these nations and Western civilizations as a whole. They were collaborating schedules and dates with their attempts to roll out strikes and ramping things up against Israel and the West. This was not a one-and-done plan, but strike after strike, blow after blow, to advance their cause. They had Biden and his regime on speakerphone and Trudeau on speed dial. These were not the only international high-level leaders that were collaborating. There were many, many others. I was then taken into the spirit where I saw global principalities dancing together. They were intertwining with one another. They were collaborating with one another. They knew that time working alone was in the past, and they were all coming together as allies in a new, more open way to come against the kingdom of God. Regardless of their union, they still would fall short and would be defeated. I was shown this completely dark, demonic, evil alliance coming together between Islam, communism, and the occult practices within the globalist regime. The levels of collaboration they are now operating in was staggering. They had nothing to lose, and the Lord was coming against them, exposing all they were about. The Lord was hitting them where it hurt the most, his angel armies coming against them. I saw the prayers of millions having a great effect. I saw the impact of the White House, President Donald J. Trump, and other godly leaders hitting them hard and backing them into a corner. The Lord was clearly dealing with things. As I was in the spirit taking all this in, the Lord spoke to me and said, "Barry, tell my people that the wait is soon to be over, for there is a catalyst coming that will open things up. The tipping point is nearly upon you. Freedom is coming. Do not fear. For no matter how great the plans of the enemies are, they have nothing over me. Let me tell you again. I am El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty. I am the Lord of hosts. Let me remind you again that it was I who created the heaven and the earth. It was I who established the boundaries of the deep, and it was I who raised up the mountains and caused rivers to flow unto the ends of the earth. It was I who created the cosmos, putting the sun, moon, and stars into place. It is I who formed you out of the dirt and put my breath in you. Why would you fear or consider these broken ones and nations to have dominion over me? Oh, they do not. Once again, let me be clear. Destruction shall come unto those who come after Israel. For she is mine. Nothing that comes against her will succeed. For if they do, great peril will come upon them. They will be brought to dust by my strength and my mighty right arm. There will be nothing left of them. Even so, they will not heed my warning, for I shall, by the power of my name, bring deliverance to my people. I will save them and I shall deliver them. I shall bring freedom unto them. They shall no longer be slaves, for there is nothing too hard for me. And I say unto you this day, there is no turning back from here. Assuredly, I say unto you, I will not relent until my people are free. So do not grow weary. Do not be dismayed or discouraged, for I am your God who is able to do more than you are able to comprehend. I assure you that better days are coming, but do not despise the journey with me. For along this path, you will see things of biblical proportions that you have only read about. I tell you this day, you are living in a time of history that others have longed for. For know that you are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses who are cheering you on unto victory. You are about to see miracles happen right before your eyes. I say to you again, this day, surrender all you have to me, for it is much easier journey when you do. I will fill you fresh, and I will lead you, and I will be with you every step of the way. And I assure you, victory is at hand. Holy is the word of the Lord. Ooh,
Wow.
yeah.
That was a long one.
It
That was
was a
very
long one.
powerful.
So good. So good. Yeah.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
That's.
Did you, we mentioned the Amanda Grace prophecy from yesterday that things are really, there's going to be an absolute turnaround coming
He.
completely. The end of the government, it's all going to get turned around here in the UK. And that was Amanda Grace yesterday's broadcast.
Yes, I watched it. Unfortunately, I did not get to take notes on that one, but I will rewatch that and do it and cover that soon because that was a really good one.
Yeah, absolutely. What a time to be alive. Now, just to end on something funny for a Friday. And this is for UK viewers. And I'm actually going to send Christine a video of this lady so she can get some sort of understanding. I actually compared her, I was trying to explain her to Christine. I said, imagine Maxine Waters. I don't know if everyone knows who Maxine Waters is in the UK, but 100 times stupider. I'm talking about Diane Abbott.
All right.
Apparently, Keir Starmer has agreed that she is welcome to stand for an MP again, praising her as a warrior, as paving the way for other black people to become MPs because she was the first black female MP. Oh, dear, there's just no
Wow.
words. When this woman comes on, you need to see the video. You need to understand some of the absolute nonsense that she comes out with. And I can't believe that there aren't more compilation videos of Diane Abbott, but she comes out with some absolute crackers. She came out, I think it was on LBC, And I'm going to have to put this clip in, and everyone's going to have to see it because I'm not going to do it justice when I, oh dear, when I explain, try to explain the some of the stuff she comes out with. I think she was going to charge the military 100,000 men. And there was only going to be, she was going to give 300,000. She wanted to give £300,000 towards paying 100,000 army veterans. So
Wow.
yeah, she's nuts. And Keir Starmer's, Keir Starmer says she can run for election. I mean, I don't know who votes for her. I don't know that. So
I don't know that it
if you know,
matters anymore who votes for who. I think they just
no, and I
selected.
am going to link this hilarious video of some Diane Abbott crackers for you to see, and I'm sure Christine will probably appreciate them as well. So I'm going on holiday on Monday.
If
So.
anyone deserves a holiday, it is this woman. She needs a break. I told her, and I just bugged out for a couple weeks and didn't really intend to do it or plan to do it, but needed it. But oh my, you need it.
I
You all
haven't had
need
a
it.
holiday without family drama in, I would say, 30 years. So it's just me and my friend. And like, she doesn't drink. God bless her. She's been sober 4 months. And I'm so proud of her. I'm not a drinker. We're just going to go and lay in the sun and just. B.
It's
So I'm so
necessary.
looking forward to that. I would like to give a Bandit Dachshund update. Marie McLaughlin, you are just like a little angel of light when it comes to helping my dogs and my son as well with her homeopathy. She said, could Bandit have a urine infection? Because when he went to the vets, because he's a standard size Dachshund, and he's very long, but he's solid. Those skinny little legs, and they are renowned for being paralyzed by the time they get to 4 or 5. Their back legs go, you know, a lot of them have to end up having wheels or have like a little wheelchair to get around. But he had all the reflexes that his foot was okay when he did that. Well, I wasn't sure. She said she needs, she would get some stuff for a urine infection. Over to me. The vet charged me £150 just for going down his back and giving me painkillers with no idea, just that, you know, yeah, maybe his back's getting sore. So, apple cider vinegar in his food, a bit in his water. And then Marie McLaughlin's homeopathic little tablet, and that he's fine. I've got ramps now, so he hasn't got to jump anywhere.
Oh,
But he's running
brilliant.
around, you know, he's just absolutely the same. And Bruno, 13, 14. Had that little seizure and he's back to normal. So that's the latest Dachshund update. Big love to Kat. Hope you're feeling better. Jason may pop in next week. As I was saying, I'm not here next week, but I do believe Kat and Christine are going to hold the fort. I'm sure Christy will jump in and possibly Jason. So that's it. LibertyTactics.co.uk. If you'd like to buy some coffee, we'd very much appreciate it. And you can follow Kat at exposingthelie.info. I do have two shows to come out, one with Kimberly and a show I did last night with Catherine as well. I will get those out over the weekend. Find Christine at Q Team Awesome on Truth Social. TikTok's being run by Jason Notice. So if you want to get in touch, look for Liberty Tactics. You will find Jason there. That's all I've got to say. Christine, over to you.
I just hope everybody has a beautiful weekend. Don't let the Trump thing discourage anybody. Just hold your head up high and know this is all part of the plan. You're watching a movie. None of this is real.
I encourage everybody to change their profile picture to Donald J. Trump.
I love that.
I did. So, yeah, that's it for us tonight. LibertyTactics.co.uk. Good night, all.
Not all.